dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Boy, despite the weather and the forecast last night, it's not keeping us off the field in Ozaukee. Today, we are bringing you a dandy of a matchup. It's high school baseball here on KNCA alongside Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman here in Ozaukee. One of the better views for high school baseball here in Northeast Kansas, the home of the Jeff West Tigers. Right now, number two ranked in the 3A classification and an unblemished record of 15-0. They are welcoming in a team out of the Northeast Kansas League, also a ranked squad in Class 2-1A at number seven. That is the Dragons of Valley Falls, who come in with a record as well of 15-2. Again, good afternoon. It is cloudy. It is in the low 70s. Not much of a breeze here today. After all the rain that we got in this area yesterday, there were some concerns about the possibility of not getting this game in today here on this field, but working the magic, getting the field prepped and ready to go. Jeff West coaching staff doing a good job of getting this field ready for a monster non-league doubleheader here this afternoon. Well, let's talk about these two teams again as both these teams come down the home stretch of the 2025 regular season. Both these teams have monster postseason aspirations for Valley Falls. As we mentioned, number seven in the 2-1A classification. They have only lost twice, and it was the two teams out of the Big East. It was back-to-back games against Silver Lake and Hiawatha. That was during a in-season tournament that Silver Lake was hosting just a couple of weeks ago. This Dragons team, they started out winning their first 11 games, and in their first nine games, they only had given up just one run through the first nine. Again, dominant start, little hiccup there at the Silver Lake tournament, but they have bounced back, big-time doubleheader wins against Riverside and Oskaloosa, and now getting set for right now the best team in the Big East, and that's number two in 3A. Again, the Jeff West Tigers, mentioning that undefeated mark of 15-0. There are only five teams in the state among all classifications right now that are undefeated going into today's action. Jeff West, they're the lone 3A team that is sitting with an undefeated record. Topeka Hayden out of the 4A classification, they are also unblemished. And then you got three teams in the 2-1A class that are undefeated right now going into this week's, or I should say today's action. Thomas More Prep, Little River, and Sedgwick are the three undefeated teams in the 2-1A classification. How about this? Little River and Sedgwick, two of those three undefeated 2-1A teams are actually in the same regional. So one of those teams will not make it to the state tournament here in a few weeks, which is crazy to think about. Well, again, Valley Falls here at Jeff West. Let's get you the lineup cards here for this first of two. Of course, we bring you the first broadcast coming up here on the first pitch in a matter of moments. But, man, just excited to bring you this one here today. Well, let's start for Valley Falls. Again, the Dragons and head coach Luke Burns, a record of 15-2. They are undefeated in league play. Of course, non-league tilt here today against the Big East League squad. But should mention both these teams are on the cusp of capturing league championships here in 2025. All right, again, for Valley Falls, Hayden Carney, the senior pitcher, he'll lead it off. Damian Cervantes, he is a sophomore second baseman. He will bat second. Batting third, the senior shortstop, that is Trenton Van Houten. Batting fourth in the cleanup spot, that is junior catcher Colin Carney. Miles Rich, he is the senior right fielder. He will bat fifth. Grayson Miller batting sixth. He is a sophomore third baseman. The DH in batting seventh is junior A.J. Reeves. Batting eighth is junior left fielder Grant Meyer. And batting ninth is sophomore center fielder, that is Matt Stapp, the flex and playing defensively at first base for the Dragons. That'll be junior and Brady Nellis. So, again, for the Dragons today, it is Hayden Carney pitching, Cervantes at second, Van Houten at short, Colin Carney catching, Rich in right, Miller at third, Reeves the DH, Meyer in left, and Stapp is the center fielder. Well, for the Jefferson West Tigers, again, under head coach Dan Hypes, the undefeated mark at 15-0. And we'll try to keep that train rolling here tonight at home against Valley Falls. Corbin Mayer is a sophomore second baseman. He'll lead things off today. Junior pitcher Cooper Watkins, he will bat in the two-hole. Batting third is junior third baseman Brody Thielen. Cleanup spot, that is senior shortstop Andrew Beilman. He is having heck of a season and looks to continue that here today. Sophomore left fielder Brady Skahan bats fifth. Colin Croson, and the sophomore right fielder, he will bat sixth. Senior center fielder is Tucker Holthouse. He'll bat seventh. Sophomore DH is Max Tuck. He will bat eighth. And junior catcher, that is Ryan Pressler, he will round out the Jeff West lineup here. And Austin Knox, a junior first baseman in that flex spot, again playing in the defensive side of the ball at first base. So again, for Jeff West, it is Mayer at second, Watkins pitching, Thielen at third, Bioman at short, Skahan in left, Croson in right, Holthaus in center, Tuck to DH, and Pressler catching with Knox defensively again at first base. Again, excited to bring you this one today. We'll step aside for a quick timeout, get a word in from those sponsors, inching closer to the first pitch here on KNZA.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Two of the best teams in their respective classifications here today in Ozaukee. Beautiful view, although a cloudy filled sky here today. 73 as we get closer to this first pitch. Jeff West hosting Valley Falls here this afternoon. A non-league tilt. Both these teams on the cusp of winning a league championship. Of course, Jeff West in the Big East. Valley Falls, the Northeast Kansas League. And both these teams, their sights certainly set on some postseason aspirations here in the next few weeks, but excited to bring you this one here today. Again, a little bit more about these teams. Again, Jeff West, one of just five unbeaten teams remaining in the state among all classifications. The only 3A squad with an unblemished record to this point. Last season, they won 16 games. 2023, they won 15 games. That 2023 season, they lost to Bishop Ward in the regional championship game, and a big jump from the 2022 season in which they went 11-8 and 500 in the Big Seven. Now on the other side again for Valley Falls today, they have won four consecutive games since suffering their lone two losses in back-to-back days to Silver Lake and Hiawatha at the Silver Lake in-season tournaments in the middle of April. But they have come back strong, a big sweep over Riverside that was on the road back on the 17th. And then earlier this week against Oskaloosa on Monday, 10-0 and 9-8 were those two victories, again, for the Dragons. Again, a lot of talent across the board. Got a good pitching matchup here today. Hayden Carney gets the nod for the Dragons. He is not one of the top two starters, but again, being utilized here today. And pitching for Jeff West will be junior in Cooper Watkins. Final timeout. The first pitch is coming your way next.
Hi, I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
And I'm Hannah Reeve, Assistant Vice President.
If you find yourself opening a new account to receive funds,
it's a scam.
Did you receive a large check in the mail out of the blue?
If you find yourself mailing large sums of cash,
it's a scam.
At Farmers State Bank, we're always happy to answer any questions. Call or stop by the bank if you or a loved one experiences any of these situations.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-287 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist?
This
will
be the
MSC Sports
Radio Network
in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m.
Back here in Ozaukee this afternoon, two of the best teams in their respective classifications getting ready for the first of two. Rain yesterday in the forecast certainly put a hamper on some of the high school activities here today, but credit to the Jeff West coaching staff getting out here early, getting this field prepped and ready to go as 2-1A number 7-ranked Valley Falls in town here, taking on again number 2 in the state in the 3A classification in the Jefferson West Tigers. And Cooper Watkins is getting the start for Jeff West here today. He has been very good. He is unblemished, a record of 6-0 on the bump in 6 appearances, a 2.42 ERA, and 34-plus innings pitched. He has given up just 12 earned runs, 55 strikeouts compared to just 4 walks. That is a phenomenal stat right there, the K-to-walk ratio. And Cooper Watkins going up against a very good Valley Falls lineup here today, starting with Hayden Carney, Damian Cervantes, and Trenton Van Houten, 1-2-3 in this Dragons order. And then the cleanup spot, Colin Carney, the junior catcher, if one of those three are able to get on. And the Dragons come in a record of 15-2. Jeff West, one of 5 unbeaten teams among all classes in the state. Only undefeated team in Class 3A. They are 15-0 going into this one here this afternoon. Both teams rocking the black jersey tops, dark gray pants. It will be Hayden Carney, the senior pitcher, gets the nod today against Jeff West. We'll see him on the bump in the next half inning. It is 73 degrees as we got first pitch coming in from Cooper Watkins. Glad to be a part of your Thursday afternoon. First pitch low and away for ball number 1, and here we go. First pitch this afternoon at 4:33. A right side hitter in Hayden Carney against the righty in Watkins. Here is the 1-0 and a fastball caught in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Boy, Hayden's been very good this year. There is no doubt about that. A 5.42 average. Takes a fastball outside, missing. Now 2-1. So he leads the team in average OPS and on-base percentage. 26 hits, including 5 doubles and a triple. Now he takes another one outside, and he is quickly out in front of Watkins here at 3-1. Hayden, one of the few seniors scattered across this roster. Here's a 3-1, a foul ball just back into the netting right in front of us. And it's now full, 3-2. Just getting going here in Ozaki today. Mentioned that 542 average, 19 RBIs. And he has only struck out 3 times this season. Big 3-2. Ground ball right side. It's a slow roller chased into the hole by the second baseman. The throw is in time for the out. How about that play by Mayer? Boy, it seemed like it took a long time to get to him, and he was on the edge of the grass, the second baseman in Mayer, and he got the ball there just in time to beat Carney for out number 1. So after a battle, 6-pitch battle, that first at bat, a ground out to second, here's Damian Cervantes, a sophomore second baseman. Watkins' first pitch in there for a called strike. Cervantes, a sophomore, batting average .433, 26 hits, including a double and 24 RBIs. Next pitch, low and away, one ball, one strike. 17 runs scored. He has only struck out three times. Next pitch, check swing, and he held on. Two balls, one strike. Well, the Dragons are very close to securing the Northeast Kansas League title here in 2025. There is a rocket shot out of play, foul to the right side. Count evens up, two balls, two strikes. One out, top of the first inning, nobody on, just the second batter of the game here for the Dragons. Cooper Watkins sets, wearing jersey number 12, right v. right matchup. Got him with an off-speed pitch, kicked away from the catcher, got to secure it down to first, and they do just that. Nice play by Pressler to Knox to secure out number two. So here is Trenton Van Houten, the Oskaloosa transfer, now playing, of course, with Valley Falls, the senior shortstop. He is having great campaign as well. 4-2-2 on the batting average. Watkins' first pitch is hit to the right side, just barely foul by about 2 feet. So quickly, Watkins jumping in front slightly. It's 0-1. Pressler, the catcher, Thielen at third, Beilman at short, Mayer at second, Knox at first. The outfield from left to right for Jeff West, Cahan, Holthouse, and Croson. 2.42 ERA for Watkins in six appearances this year, and there's a called strike on the outside corner, and now Van Houten down in the count at no balls, two strikes. Van Houten has only struck out one time this season, but now has to put one in play. Does get one out there, but a late swing foul ball, and it stays 0-2. Good chance for Watkins to retire the side in order. Both these teams wearing their black jerseys, gray pants, red numerals and lettering for the Tigers, and that one just bends off the outside part of the plate. A near strike three call, but it is ball one. One ball, two strikes. Valley Falls, the yellow numerals and lettering. One ball, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Watkins trying to sit him down in order, and there is another rocket shot foul ball, hits the wall, and rolls all the way back to Watkins on the mound. I think the umpire is going to get him a new ball there. Well, Hayden Carney started things out with a ground out to second. Cervantes struck out in his at bat. Now Van Houten down in the count at one ball, two strikes. Steps on the rubber. A little bit closer to the first base side. Here's the pitch. Got him. Called strike three on the outside corner. Only the second time this season Van Houten has struck out. And that ends the top of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. We head to the bottom of the first inning. No score here in Ozaukee.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here on KNZA. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you here in Ozaukee. Two of the best teams in the state. Number 2 and 3A, Jeff West, coming up to bat here at home for the first time today, facing a right-handed thrower for Valley Falls in Hayden Carney. Corbin Mayer, Cooper Watkins, and Brody Thielen do up at the top of the order here for this undefeated Tiger squad, coming off a sweep against Silver Lake on the road their last time out a week ago. Those finals 10-6 and 19-2. Jeff West's team averaging nearly 10 runs a game. The Valley Falls team that has won four consecutive games. Hayden Carney making his first start of the season. This will be his fifth appearance this season on the bump. So here's the sophomore second baseman, Corbin Mayer, wearing jersey number 20 and a .417 average. The top of this Jefferson West lineup, Carney's first pitch to his cousin, Colin, behind the dish, is taken for a call strike.
Go, Corb.
Now, Hayden again. This will be his 12th inning pitch this year. Again, they have burned the top two this week in Van Houten and Colin. So Hayden getting the start today. The next pitch was outside, 1-1. He's given up 11 earned runs in those 11 innings pitched. Next pitch a little bit low and away, 2-1. Mentioned that .417 average for Mayer, 36 at-bats, 27 runs scored, 15 hits, and there's a swing and a miss for strike number two. 2-2. First batter here in the bottom of the first. No score. And Hayden gets the call from his cousin, Colin, behind the dish. Here's the 2-2. High in the air, popped up, right side. It's going to make its way out into the outfield, and Rich, the right fielder, towards the line, makes the catch for out number one. Now the first Jeff West Tiger retired, and that brings up junior pitcher Cooper Watkins.
On it.
Watkins just north of a .300 average, 12 hits, 16 runs scored, including 3 extra base hits. Correction, 5 extra base hits, including a home run. Hayden Carney sets and deals, and it is high for 1-1. And this Jeff West team has not played an easy schedule by any stretch. Next pitch a little bit south, and it's 2-2. 2-0 here on Watkins. Pitching here today, set the Dragons down in order, 1-2-3 in the top half. Next one runs inside, nearly got him, but he just spun the body enough to get away from it, and it's now 3-0. Hayden Carney, an 0-1 record on the hill, again making his first start of the season. This is his 59th batter face this year, and that's a 4-pitch walk. First base runner for Jeff West here in the home first. It is a 4-pitch walk to Cooper Watkins.
Go, Brody.
Here's the junior third baseman, Brody Thielen. Wearing jersey number 11, .396 average, 19 hits, and 21 RBIs. Second on the team with 8 doubles. Plays back in the box from the right side. First pitch a little bit outside for ball number one. So 5 consecutive pitches outside the zone for Hayden Carney. Now has to work out of the stretch. Not much of a lead, but being held on at first. That one is in there for a called strike on a knee-high fastball. And it's 1-1. Jeff West's team has been knocking on the door of the state tournament over the last few seasons. And middle of that sentence, a toss by Hayden over to Nellis at first. And back safely is Watkins sliding head first. 1-1, 1-out, 1-on. Bottom of the first inning, no score here in Ozaukee. Next pitch taken outside, 2-1. Andrew Beilman on deck, who is having an all-state caliber season for this Tiger team. Opportunity with Jeff West in the home first. The first base runner, and this one is hit out to the gap in left center field, and that is a base hit. Watkins will stop at second. It's a single for Thielen. The Tigers are brewing here with 2 on and 1 out. First hits of the game for Brody Thielen. So here's Beilman, mentioned an all-state caliber season, wearing jersey number 2, a .479 average, 23 hits and 19 RBIs. He does have 1 home run and 9 doubles, the 9 doubles leading the squad. Watkins at second, Thielen at first. 1 out here in the bottom of the first. Jeff West looking to strike first. Hayden looks back, runner at second, fires it in, and this one is hit well out towards left field, and letting it drop in for a hit is Meyer out in left field. Boy, he did not get a good jump on it. That is a single to left, and now the bases are loaded with 1 out. Boy, it looked like off the cusp. And Meyer was going to be able to make a jump on it in left field, and he just kind of pulled up and let it drop in front of him. So after a walk, back-to-back singles by Thielen and Beilman, and now it's Brady Skahan with an RBI opportunity. Aiden Carney's first pitch, a fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. Skahan, the sophomore left fielder, wearing jersey number 10, 447 on his batting average, 21 hits and 15 RBIs. But Aiden Carney's got to work out of a jam here. Here's the pitch, and it kicks away, and plenty of room on the backstop to home plate here, so no chance for the runner at third and Watkins to score. Now the count evens up, one ball, one strike. A Jeff West team averaging just south of 10 runs per game. High fastball above the letters, missing. Two balls, one strike. Well, it's their first matchup at home in some time. Last two doubleheaders were on the road in Big East League play for this Tiger team, and Skahan fouls one away there, and it's now 2-2. Bases are loaded with one out here in the home first. Watkins at third, Thielen at second, Beilman at first. 2-2 count here on the sophomore in Skahan. Tigers looking to take an early lead. Aiden Carney sets, kicks, and deals. It is outside in the dirt. Good stop by his cousin, Colin, behind the dish. And now the count runs full, three balls, two strikes. A walk would score a run. A big pitch coming up here early on in this game. Here it is. And it's lifted high in the air out toward center field. Playing it is Stapp. Tees it up, makes the catch. Deep enough to score the run. A sacrifice fly, and the Tigers take a 1-0 lead. Well, a productive out, to say the least. And Jeff West won. Valley Falls, nothing. The other two runners held true. So, again, the RBI by Skahan. Still have Thielen at second, Beilman at first. And a 1-0 Jeff West lead. It's up to Colin Croson here, the sophomore right fielder. Wearing jersey number 18, batting average 263. Aiden out of the stretch, looking back at second. Kicks and deals. Runs high and in. Croson ducks, gets out of the way, and it's one ball, no strikes. So a sack fly here by Skahan has given the Tigers an early 1-0 lead, still batting with two on and two outs. Here's Carney's next pitch. Good one there. Nice changeup, and Croson swung right through it and missed it. It's one ball, one strike. Well, if you can get out of it here with the one run given up, you'll feel pretty good about it. Aiden sets, kicks, and deals. Lifted high in the air, foul, cars beware. Oof. One ball, two strikes.
Battle.
And Carney on the bump. Again, Hayden Carney pitching to his cousin Colin behind the dish. Not the normal starter. And making his first start of the season here against number two in the state in 3A. This is hit out towards center field and over the outstretched arms of Van Houten. It's short. It's going to be a RBI single. And the throw back into third, not in time. And it's 2-0, Jeff West. And Croson on a two-strike pitch. A single and an RBI to left. He advanced to second on the throw to third. As Thielen scores to make it 2-0, Beilman goes first to third. So now second and third with two outs in the inning for the senior center fielder, Tucker Holthaus. Wearing jersey number 5 and a batting average of .333, batting from the left side. First pitch high and away, ball one. So three hits here in the inning for this Tiger offense. Next pitch in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1.
Okay, now you're ready.
73 degrees at first pitch here this afternoon. Now this is hit off the end part of the bat, and catching it right at first, leaning forward is Nellis to retire the side. But two runs on three hits and two left for Jeff West in the bottom of the first, and they lead Valley Falls 2-0 here on KNZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Rebates. Rebates. Get your rebates here.
That's right. Wilson Tire is serving up hot deals all season long. Slide into savings with rebates on top tire brands.
Rebates. Rebates. You can't drive without them.
Matt and Terry are in the dugout and ready to help you knock your tire troubles out of the park. Call Wilson Tire today at 785-362-TIRE. Wilson Tire, where rebates are always in season.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Number 11.
High school baseball here on KNCA in Ozaukee. Jeff West 2, Valley Falls nothing. We go to the top of the second inning, and Colin Carney, the junior catcher, leads it off, batting from the left side against the righty for Jeff West and Cooper Watkins. First pitch swinging. Ground ball to the right side. Mayer fields. Easy one pitch, one out to begin the second inning there. Second time in four batters for Valley Falls, being a ground out to second. So here's Miles Rich, senior right fielder, wearing jersey number 6, batting from the right side, batting average of .344. Watkins' first pitch a little bit high for ball one. Watkins set down the Dragons 1-2-3 in the first, including back-to-back strikeouts. Fastball there, catching the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Mentioned that .344 average for Miles Rich, 11 hits, including 4 doubles, 9 RBIs. And he takes another called strike here, and it's 1-2. Jeff West, the only 3A undefeated team left. One of just 5 teams in the state. There's a fastball in the outside corner called strike 3.
Number 22, Brayson Miller.
Well, just like that, 2 up and 2 down, and here's Brayson Miller, the sophomore third baseman. He'll bat from the right side, wearing jersey number 22. Batting average of .246. First pitch a little bit outside, missing on a fastball, and it's 1-0. Now, the Dragons have certainly seen success in the postseason in the last few seasons, trying to get back to a state tournament berth out in Great Bend. Next pitch was in the dirt, 2 balls, no strikes. Watkins sets and deals. Little slow roller, but it's foul behind home plate. And Miller. Now correction, 1-1-1. Watkins trying to retire the side for a second straight inning. Nope, I was right. 2-1. Watkins sets, fires. Missing high with the fastball. 3-1. Well, Watkins has struck out 3 of the first 5 here today. Tigers leading it 2-0. Next one outside. And I think that was ball 4. Nope. Yep, ball 4. Okay, there was a little bit of confusion during that at bat on the count, but it was a 3-1 pitch missing inside, and that is the first base runner on a walk there for Valley Falls. So Miller takes the walk. Here's junior DH A.J. Reeves, wearing jersey number 8. A junior batting .411. First time Watkins out of the stretch. And the first pitch, fastball knee high on the outside corner, called strike number 1. Well, how about this stat? Valley Falls as a team, 97 for 100. They have only been caught stealing 3 times, 97%. Now this one's lifted out towards center, going into the gap towards the wall. It was hit deep, but Holthaus going out there to make the catch to retire the side. So a 2-out walk does no harm, no runs, no hits, and 1 left for the Dragons in the away second. 2-0 Jeff West here on KNCA.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student-athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
The Pines of Houlton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Mandy. If you are passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Houlton family. At the Pines of Houlton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here on KNCA. Kirk Hillman in studio. Brandon Tabman here in Ozaukee. Jeff West in Valley Falls. Just a dandy here today. 2-0 Tigers. We go to the home second. Hayden Carney's first pitch is a swing and a miss by Max Tuck. And we start the bottom of the second inning at no balls, one strike. Tuck, the sophomore DH today. And at 0-1, a little bit inside. One ball, one strike here on Tuck. 3.68 is his batting average, 14 hits. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, and Hayden Carney able to get Tuck behind in the count, at least for right now, at one ball, two strikes. Now the Tigers getting two in the first and leading it 2-0 right now. Here's a slow roller, playable left side. Good hop for Miller at third. Long throw across the diamond. Perfectly placed for out number one. So a ground out to third by Tuck. And now here's number nine in the order and junior catcher Ryan Pressler. Wearing jersey number one, batting average of .296. 8 hits, 7 RBIs, and 5 runs scored. Pass from the right side. Here's Hayden's first pitch. Missing outside, ball one. Mentioned Miller at third defensively, Van Houten at short, Cervantes at second, Nellis at first. The 1-0. Low and outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Colin Carney, the catcher, the cousin of Hayden on the mound. You got Meyer and left, Staff in center, Rich in right. Little foul tip there on a 2-0 swing, and it's 2 balls, 1 strike. And Hayden making his first start of the season. A 7 ERA and giving up 11 runs earned in the 11 innings pitched prior to the start here today and then giving up the 2 runs in the bottom of the first. Tigers with that 2-0 lead right now. There's a pitch off speed. Right belt high over the plate. Now 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pressler needs to protect. Hayden looking for that first K today. And he pins it in there. Called strike three. Right on cue. First strikeout for Hayden Carney. And now 2 outs in the inning. And we go back to the top of the order with Corbin Mayer. He flew out to right in the first. Now batting for a second time in as many innings. Here's Hayden's first pitch off speed. Bends in there. Called strike one. And the Tigers got 3 hits, all singles in that first inning. RBI single by Croson, a sack fly by Skahan. There's a nice pitch again, off speed, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. So Hayden trying to bounce back after that shaky first inning. Chance to retire the side here, 0-2. Bends in there again, called strike three, what a pitch. And down goes Jeff West in the home second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Go to the third inning here in Ozaukee. 2-0, Jeff West.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Houlton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Houlton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster Ford in Houlton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646 and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go, third inning here in Ozaukee. Jeff West 2, Valley Falls nothing, 8-9-1. In the Dragons' order against Cooper Watkins here as they try to hang on to that 2-0 lead here early. And the first pitch missing high to Grant Meyer for ball number one. Junior left fielder wearing jersey number 9. He takes a called strike there, and it's 1-1. 3.67, the batting average for Meyer. He's a little bit late on that swing and fouls it back into the netting, and it's 1-2. And two runs for Jeff West in the bottom of the first. A sacrifice fly by Brady Skahan, an RBI single by Colin Croson. Watkins shakes off the first sign, yes, to the second, and that one missing outside. 2-2. Matt Stapp will follow, Hayden Carney after that. For the Dragons here in the away third. 2-2. Another late swing and hit the foul pole and came back into play. That is something you don't see quite often. Stays 2-2. Got some oohs and ahs from the fans here. Watkins resets. 2-2 on the way to Meyer. They'll foul this one away. Cars beware. And it kicks up onto the grassy knoll across the street. So a third consecutive 2-2 pitch coming here to Grant Meyer. Here's the pitch. Just missed outside. 3-2. Well, that one was close. Good eye, though, by Meyer. 2-0 Tigers here in the top of the third. Here's a 3-2 swing and a miss. Down he goes. Third strikeout for Cooper Watkins, and that's a big first out here in the third. Number 9 in the order, sophomore center fielder Matt Stapp. Wearing jersey number 13 and batting 325. He lifts this one high and foul out of play and starts behind, no balls, 1-1. Mentioned the 325 average, 868 OPS, 13 hits including a double. He has scored 20 runs this year. One of the top marks on the team, and he takes a called strike here, and he's quickly behind at 0-2. Watkins working quickly, a little slow roller to the right side. Tough play for Mayer at second. The throw is way too much heat behind it. Gets away from the first baseman, and that'll be a base runner for Valley Falls. Boy, that was a rocket shot, pretty close quarters. Mayer at second to Knox at first, and Knox just simply not enough time to get a glove on it. I would think that probably is scored as an error. And Stapp's at first with one out. Watkins getting now back the top of the order for a second time. And the senior Hayden Carney. Watkins sets and deals. Bends in an off-speed pitch, and it's a called strike, and it's 0-1. Well, Hayden started the game with a ground out to second on a 3-2 pitch. Watkins glancing over, decent lead. Valley Falls team, they love to steal. There's another good pitch called strike on the outside corner. Quickly Hayden down in the count at 0-2. Well, again, Stapp, the runner at first base. He is 18 for 18 in stolen base attempts this year. He does not go. Here's the pitch, ground ball, second base side. Mayer fumbles it, and it kicks out into shallow right center, and everybody is safe. Boy, Taylor made ground ball for a DP. And back-to-back errors as now the Dragons with two on and one out here in the inning. Here's Damian Cervantes. Stapp now at second base. Carney at first. Back-to-back errors. Could cost. Maybe the Tigers here, we'll see. Still only one out in the inning. Here's Watkins' pitch. Fastball missing away. It's 1-0. Cervantes struck out his first time up. Came into the game today. Batting average of over 430. He's got an RBI chance here, and now he lifts this one high in the air on the pitch that was way up and inside. Third baseman and Thielen, that is easy as can be, makes the catch and a big out number two.
Number two,
let So now it is up to Van Houten, who struck out to end the first inning. He's got two on and two outs. Valley Falls trailing here at Jeff West, 2-0, top three. First pitch by Watkins, runners take off, and it's hit to the right side, and it's a base hit to right field. The hit and run was on, and a throw home, not in time, and Valley Falls is on the board with an RBI single by Trenton Van Houten. That is clutch running and hitting there by this Dragons offense. They cut into this thing. His Stapp scores from second. He took off prior to that pitch by Watkins. Carney goes first to third. And Van Houten again getting to second base on the throw home. So now second and third for Colin Carney here. Batting from the left side. And they're going to intentionally walk Colin. Boy, the respect is real for him. Well, that'll bring up Miles Rich. You don't see intentional walks all that often here at this level. But again, that shows the respect this Jeff West team has for the big junior catcher and Colin Carney. So now the bases are loaded for Miles Rich. And a first pitch fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. He struck out his first time up. A base hit could give his team the lead here in the third. He fouls this one straight back, and he is quickly behind at 0-2. A couple of errors here in this inning. Van Houten, the big RBI single to get this Dragons team on the board. Watkins trying to hold on here and keep his team out in front with that 2-1 margin. But again, Rich down at 0-2. Watkins getting another fresh baseball. Works out of the windup here with the bases juiced. Here's an 0-2. Ground ball off the mound, up the middle, fielded by Bileman. Tap second base unassisted for the final out, and that retires the side. Well, the Dragons leave them loaded, but they get on the board on an RBI single by Trenton Van Houten. We go to the bottom of inning number three here in Ozaukee. Jefferson West 2 and Valley Falls 1.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
Recover closer to home with the swing bed program at Holton Community Hospital. Whether you're healing from surgery, illness, or injury, even if your procedure was at another hospital, you can continue your care right here in Jackson County. Our skilled team provides IV therapy, rehab, wound care, and more, so you can focus on getting stronger surrounded by family. For more information, please call 785-305-1862. Speak to one of our case managers. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here today on KNZA. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman here in Ozaukee. A fantastic matchup as we've been talking about all day so far. Go to the bottom of inning number three. Jeff West, a 2-1 lead against Valley Falls. Dragons able to get on the board. In the top of the third, they got a big RBI single from Trenton Van Houten, but they left the bases loaded. Cooper Watkins, who getting ready to start this bottom of inning number three here for the Jeff West offense, getting out of that jam with his team still up. But now a one-run margin. Watkins, Thielen, and Bileman do up here for the Tigers in the third. Hayden Carney's first pitch off speed, missing upstairs for ball one. Watkins walked and scored in that two-run first inning. Batting for a second time here against Hayden. Next pitch missing inside, 2-0. Now Watkins so far against Hayden Carney has seen six pitches. All of them have been outside the zone. Make it seven outside the zone. Three balls, no strikes. That one low. Now two runs, three hits. Well, there's Jeff West offense early on, and that one is in there for a called strike. Watching all the way, and it's three balls, one strike. Jeff West, one of five unbeatens among all classes in the state. That one missing high, ball four. At 15-0. And just like his first at bat, a walk for Watkins. He is at first to lead off his bottom of inning number three. And now here's Thielen, who had a big single and a run scored. And it looks like Jeff West going to go with the courtesy runner here for Watkins at first base. Here is Rowan Monholland, the courtesy runner for Watkins. So Monholland at first base, nobody out. Here is Thielen, and he whacks this one foul left side. Falls behind it, no balls, one strike.
Here we go, Brody.
Well, after Hayden had a little bit of a shaky start in that first inning, giving up those couple of runs, he set down the Tigers in order in the second, 1-2-3, including back-to-back strikeouts. Well, Monholland was off, and Hayden with a little toss over there to keep him honest. But he is working out of the stretch. Is Hayden Carney here at the moment with the count 0-1 on Thielen? Here's the pitch, lifted deep out towards the gap in left center field, backing up near the track and making the catch is Stapp, the center fielder. Boy, about 5 feet away from clearing the fence. It is just an emphatic out, and it's the first here in the inning. So Monholland still at first base. Courtesy runner for Watkins. Here is Beilman. 2-1, Jeff West batting, bottom three. Hayden out of the set to his cousin Colin. Now first pitch swinging. This is hit out into the gap in right center field, but getting there in time to make the catch is Rich, the right fielder. Good athleticism to run that one down. And just like that, back-to-back pitches and back-to-back flyouts.
Here you go, Brady.
Now it's up to Skahan to try to keep this thing alive. He got things going in that two-run first with a sack fly to center. And Hayden's going to step off the rubber here. So again, Monholland, the courtesy runner at first base for Watkins, who led off the inning with a walk. Thielen and Beilman both going with deep flyouts for the first two outs. And now there's a called strike to Skahan, and it's 0-1. Both these teams in line to win league championships here in 2025. Dragons unblemished in league play at 14-0. Their only two losses, two Big East League teams in Silver Lake and Hiawatha. Here's the pitch, hit to the left side, fielded by the shortstop. Long throw, in time, stretch made for the out. Van Houten with a great play to end the inning. So after a leadoff walk, no harm after that. Three up and three down with one left on. Three innings in the books here in Ozaukee. Jeff West 2 and Valley Falls 1.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First pitch swinging here to lead off the fourth. A high fly ball to shallow left field. And coming on for Jeff West, it's Skahan to make the catch. Brayson Miller starting things off with a fly out to shallow left. And just like that, one pitch, one out for Valley Falls. Here to begin the fourth inning of play. Here's junior DH A.J. Reeves. One out, nobody on top of the fourth inning. Jeff West, a 2-1 lead. Pitch by Watkins. Fastball just missing. One ball and no strikes. Reeves flew out to center his first time up. That ended the second inning. Watkins deals. Fastball missing away. 2-0.
Come on, get back in there. Let's go.
Grant Meyer will follow here in the inning for the Dragons. Record of 15-2, number 7 in the 2-1A ranks, according to the KABC. Here's a high chopper, shortstop side, Bioman fields, plenty of time, makes an accurate throw to first, and Knox completes it for out number two. So a fly out to left, a ground out to short, two up, two down for Grant Meyer. Jeff West scoring their two runs in the first inning. Valley Falls getting their one in the third. And we're batting here in the top of the fourth. Watkins first pitch, check swing. Looks like he went around for a called strike one. Meyer struck out his first time up. Watkins has struck out four today and has walked one. Here's the pitch and another foul tip, and it's quickly 0-2. Well, Watkins pitching in the fourth inning. He set him down in order in the first. He saw four in the second, and he saw seven batters in the third. And now this one is lifted high in the air, right field, playable for Croson, a little bit to his left. He makes the catch to retire the side. That was a swift top of the fourth inning. Watkins setting down Miller, Reeves, and Meyer in order. 3.5 in the books. We're halfway through it. Jeff West coming up with a 2-1 lead.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
3.5 in, 3.5 to go here in Ozaukee. Jeff West 2, Valley Falls 1. A monster matchup here in Northeast Kansas today. First pitch by Hayden Carney to Colin Croson. Missing away for ball number one. So the bottom of the fourth is underway. Croson, Holthouse, and Tuck for the home team Tigers. Hayden's next pitch, high and in, two balls and no strikes. Now, Croson had a big RBI single in that two-run first inning, scoring Thielen. Ooh, and that one runs inside and hits him. Boy, a fastball between the blades on the back. And a leadoff base runner here for the Tigers.
Here we go, Tucker!
Here is Tucker Holthouse. He lined out to first, with Nellis making a nice play defensively to end that first inning. So Croson at first, about 2.5-step lead, nothing too serious there. First pitch outside to Holthouse for ball one. Now Jeff West, undefeated at 15-0. Right now clinging to a one-run lead here in the home fourth against number 7 in 2-1A. Next pitch outside, two balls and no strikes. Well, Valley Falls just two more series after today. Jeff West, they still got four more doubleheaders to play. That next pitch was a called strike. 2-1 now on Holthouse. Runner at first is Croson after a leadoff hit batter. There's a soft toss to first, and Croson gets back in safely head first. Well, for Jeff West, two runs, three hits, and a couple of errors, one run, two hits for Valley Falls. Here's a ground ball, second base side, only plays at first for out number one. So Cervantes glanced at second, realized Croson was going to get there. But they do get Holthouse for out number one at first base. Here's the sophomore DH and Max Tuck. Ground out to third in his first at bat, RBI chance here. Both these pitchers have been very solid here early. Runs have been at a premium. But an RBI chance here for Jeff West. First pitch in there for a called strike. Tuck steps back And we'll step back in with the count 0-1. Ryan Pressler on deck. Hayden out of the stretch position. Croson at second. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. 2-1 Jeff West. Here's the pitch. High fastball, swing and a foul ball. It lifted up and over the netting and into the parking lot. And Tuck has two protect here. He's down, no balls, two strikes. And Hayden's been very good after that shaky first inning. I'm trying to keep him off the board here in the fourth. Next pitch, little slow roller. It's going to be a tough play for Carney off the mound. He slips, and everyone is safe. Boy, even if he fields it cleanly, I'm not even sure he gets the runner at first. I think that would go down as an infield hit. And now they're at the corners with one out. So Croson to third, Tuck at first. And now number 9 in the order, and number 1 on the jersey in Ryan Pressler. He struck out his first time up, but even a productive out could add a run. He'll show bunt and pulls back, pitches away for ball 1. Interesting strategy. We'll see if he keeps that up in this AB. Maybe a squeeze opportunity to get Croson in from third. Jeff West leading by 1. Middle innings, here's the pitch. That one missing away as well. 2 balls, no strikes. He didn't show bunt that time. Just a good eye. He kept it on the right shoulder. A big opportunity here for the Tigers to extend. Hayden sets. There's the bunt shown this time. He puts a beauty down the first base line. The only plays at first for the out, but the run is in. Job well done by Ryan Pressler. A little squeeze bunt to give the Tigers a 3-1 lead. In the process, Tuck is up to second base, an RBI by Pressler. Carney out of the stretch here. Third time up is Mayer. Top of the order. He is 0 for 2 and takes one a little bit outside for ball 1. Fly out to right in the first. He struck out in the second. Tuck at second base. 2 down. Now he lifts this one high in the air. Playable out in center field. Could be a tough play. Running in on it. Making a basket. Belt high catch is Stapp. That probably secured, or at least prevented, I should say, that run in Tuck scoring from second base. But a squeeze bunt by Ryan Pressler gives Jeff West another run here in the inning. They lead Valley Falls 3-1 here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go to the fifth inning here on KNCA. Jeff West getting a run in the bottom of the fourth. They lead Valley Falls 3-1. As we continue on here today, Watkins' first pitch to Matt Stapp is taken for strike 1, and then the 0-2 a little bit outside evens the count, 1-1. Stapp reached on an error, scored in the third. Hayden Carney and Damian Cervantes will follow. Next pitch in there for a called strike, and Stapp down in the count at 1-2. Stapp made a nice catch to end that last half inning, probably saved a run. Now he's a little late on that swing and fouls it away to stay alive at 1-2. And the Dragons, after today's doubleheader, they'll be back in action Monday at Jackson Heights. Same day for Jeff West. They travel to Sabetha. Next pitch in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jeff West, 2 in the first, 1 in the fourth. Valley Falls, their lone run in the third inning. But a 3-1 Jeff West lead as they look to stay in the ranks of the unbeatens. This is hit well, center field, and it drops in for a hit. Past the diving Bioman at second, nearly made a fantastic stop. But a leadoff hit for Stepp. Good bat there, and he has reached now in both of his at-bats here today. So to the top of the order with Hayden Carney, third time through with Watkins facing. And Hayden reached on an error in his last at-bat. He has also grounded out to second. The snap at first base, nobody out. Bunt is shown, and it's fouled straight back. Right into the netting, and it's 0-1. And Watkins today pitching into the fifth inning. Came into it with a 2.42 ERA with 55 strikeouts to just 4 walks. He has 4 strikeouts here today, and he has walked 1. He did give a toss over to first to keep Stapp honest. And he gets the ball back with Hayden Carney up here with an 0-1 count. Looks back at first, out deals, and this is lifted high in the air down the right field line, and that's going to tail foul. And just missed an automobile. So the count 0-2 here on Hayden Carney. I came into today with just a smooth 5.42 batting average. The pitch. Boy, laid off a good off-speed pitch, and it's 1 ball, 2 strikes. Now, single by Stapp. He's at first base with nobody out. Watkins will give him a quick look. Sets chest high. Kicks and fires. Missing with a high fastball. Stolen base attempt. What a throw by Pressler. And they get the out at second base. Only the 4th time this year a Dragon runner has been caught stealing. Boy, what a play by Pressler for out number 1. So now the count 2-2. Base is empty here, and there's another high pop-up and out-of-play foul. So we'll try it again at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Well, I mentioned that stat earlier in the game. The Dragons had only been caught 3 times stealing, and now another one is lifted foul and out of play. Staying 2-2 here on Hayden Carney. Umpire's going to wipe off the home plate here. Now let's see if this is an opportunity lost for Valley Falls. Stapp with the leadoff single and then caught stealing for the first out. Now here's a slow roller. Third base side. Thielen charging. Tried to barehand it. Couldn't quite do it. Even if he does field it cleanly, I think Carney has too much speed. Beats that one out. And another base runner here, this time with 1 out. Carney with the infield hit. So here's Cervantes. He is 0-2, a strikeout and a pop out. Hayden Carney, the runner at first base with 1 out here in the inning. Jeff West holding a 3-1 lead here at home. Watkins right back to the stretch, glancing and firing, a butt put down, hits the ground. Will it roll foul? It will barely. Boy, what a call there by Watkins to let it roll. Just enough spin on it. Boy, if that stopped maybe a scotch sooner, that would have been an infield hit. Cervantes has a lot of speed. It has to come back. And the count, 0 balls, 1 strike on him. Playing a little small ball here. See if he continues maybe to try to do that. Not much of a lead for Hayden at first. Count takes an extra step. Here's the pitch. Fastball missing outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. It was 73 at first pitch. It is a very calm, cloudy, and gloomy day here in Ozaukee. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, kicks away. Hayden takes off. Pressler's throw on target. In time! Oh, baby, he did it again for the 2nd out. What a play by Pressler, the catcher, gunning down 2 base runners here in the inning.
Good job, Javi!
And now the bases are empty with 2 down. And it's 2-1 on Cervantes. Well, Hayden got not the sharpest of takeoffs there. Yeah, Cervantes fouls away a chest-high fastball, and it's 2-2. It was an off-speed pitch that kicked away to the right side of Pressler, not far from him, and able to gun down another base runner here in the inning. Now Cervantes lifting it out to right field. Croson towards the line makes the catch and retires the side. So ultimately, despite two hits, it is Watkins who faces the minimum. Jeff West holds their lead. It's 3-1. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning after this here on KMZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
I'm Ryan Beffert, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank in Holton. What we're truly known for is being an in-house lender. We have a suite of our own loan products that may fall outside of the traditional lending guidelines. Our most popular loan products, small she sheds or man caves for the backyard, barn dominiums, rental rehabs, and investment property flips. Reach out to us here at the Farmers State Bank and we'll guide you in the right direction.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman here in Ozaukee today on KNZA, two of the best teams in high school baseball. 3A number 2 Jeff West, 15-0. Number 7 and 2-1A Valley Falls at 15-2. Cruising along here in Ozaukee today. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Hayden Carney back to work on the circle for Valley Falls, but it's Jeff West holding the 3-1 lead. Cooper Watkins, Brody Thielen, Andrew Beilman due up here for the Tigers in the bottom of the fifth. And Jeff West, two runs in the first, one in the fourth. And the lone run for the Dragons in the third inning. Well, if you're Hayden Carney on the bump, you want to keep this thing at 3-1. Dragons are down to their final two at-bats. First pitch in the bottom of the fifth inning, missing away for ball one. Well, Watkins walked and scored in that two-run first. And he walked in his second at bat. Now he takes one inside. Two balls, no strikes. He has seen double-digit pitches today. And now his third at bat, only one of them has been a called strike. Now he hits this one well out to left field, but playing it perfectly on the line drive was Meyer to make a shoulder-high catch for out number one. Here's Brody Thielen, junior third baseman, a single, a run scored in the first, and a fly out to center in the third. Jeff West leading it 3-1 as they bat in the home fifth. Great crowd, both sides of me behind the dish here. One of the more scenic baseball fields here in Northeast Kansas. Now out in front on that off-speed pitch, fouling it away down the left field line is Thielen. He'll start behind at no balls, one strike. Oh, what's impressive about this Jeff West team, scoring nearly 10 runs a game. They allow less than 4 runs a game in the 15 that they have played this season, and the Dragons only with one here on 4 hits as the Tigers bat here in the home fifth. Next pitch missing away, 1-1 now. Here's Hayden Carney's delivery, and it's in the dirt, ball two. Both these teams undefeated in their respective league schedules. Dragons have only lost twice to Big East League squads. Of course, Jeff West undefeated overall. That next pitch was close, but just missed outside. 3 balls, 1 strike here on Thielen. Carney sets, kicks, and deals. And it's hit to the left side and past the outstretched arms of Van Houten. It's short and into the gap for a one-out single. So Thielen on 3-1, swinging all the way, and he has reached now and two of his three at-bats. So Thielen at first, and one out. Here's Beilman. He is 1-for-2 today, just south of a .500 average coming in. A batting average coming in today, .479. And an elite defender at short as well. Hayden out of the stretch position, off speed, curls one in there for a called strike. A single in the first, and a fly out to right in the third. Head coach Dan Hypes down at third, coaching on that side of the diamond for the Tigers today. Barking instructions at Bioman here before this delivery. Not much of a lead for Thielen at first. As Hayden sets, fires. This one is hit well and deep, and it's going to curl foul. And it cleared the fence to boot. That is a long strike number two. Boy, just out in front of that one. Bioman has hit a home run this season. And that one had the power, but left side of the foul pole. Now head coach for Valley Falls, Luke Burns, wants to have a meeting on the hill here. So a little pause in the action. And we've cruised along pretty quick, low-scoring affair. Jeff West with that 3-1 advantage. One out, one on here in the home fifth. You know, Bioman again just feet away from a monster shot to left, but just foul, and head coach Luke Burns probably saying, hey, let's try to not lay a meatball over the plate here. And appreciate everyone hanging with us here today. Well, it's spring sports season. It cruises by fairly quickly. We're just a short few weeks away from regional tournaments across the board. We got a lot of teams in this area, these two included, that are more than certainly capable of making runs in the state tournament. After the meeting on the hill, everyone separates back to the spots. Bioman's going to step back in, but he's down in the count. No balls, two strikes. Thielen at first base, and one out here in the home fifth. Jeff West leading 3-1. Here's the pitch. Late swing, but just caught a piece. It stays 0-2. Skahan on deck. And Hayden, not a normal starter for Valley Falls, but again on Monday, in their two wins against Oskaloosa, they had to burn their top two starters. So via the pitch count, you got Hayden pitching today, and he's done it very well. Nice ground ball, Miller fielding, and a sidearm throw to second for one. A double play, oh, they get it. 6-4-3 at DP, or correction, 5-4-3. Beg your pardon, started by Miller over to Cervantes, and just in time to Nellis at first. And just like that, 5-4-3 DP to get out of the inning. Jeff West leaving an opportunity out there, but nonetheless, Dragons get out of it. Go to the sixth inning. It's still 3-1 here on KMZA.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Jeff West trying to hold on here, keep that undefeated record intact, leading Valley Falls 3-1 here on KNCA, going into the top of the sixth inning, and the Tigers make a change on the rubber. Tucker Holthouse, the lefty, as Watkins going five strong innings today. It's the one run allowed, four strikeouts and one walk. So again, Holthouse now pitching. He was out in center field, so we'll get the alignments here in a brief moment. But face a tough part of this Valley Falls order here. First pitch swinging and a line drive caught by Mayer at second base. Van Houten lines out on the first pitch here in the sixth inning. Few times today we have seen one pitch, one out. And not what you want here in a two-run deficit for Valley Falls late in the game. Holthouse, first pitch here to Colin Carney, a little bit outside for ball one. Our first lefty-lefty matchup here in this game today. Holthouse kicks, steals off speed, and it tails away for ball two. Base is empty, one out. Top of the sixth inning here at Ozaukee. Jeff West, a 3-1 lead here on Valley Falls. Holthouse, next pitch, fastball, knee high, called strike number one. O'Collin, a ground out to second, and they intentionally walked him in the third, which at the time loaded the bases, but the Dragons were unable to convert after that. Fouls the next one away, evens up the count, 2-2. Miles Rich on deck. Here's the pitch by Holthouse. It's outside. 3-2. It runs full. Haven't seen a ton of full counts here today. And right as Holthouse went into the windup there, Colin put the hand up and called for time. He steps out. Open stance from the left side. Holthouse, 3-2, offering on the way. Outside, ball four. One out base runner for Valley Falls. That means the next man up in Miles Rich represents the tying run. Well, the first walk issued by Holthouse here today has to go to the stretch. Has the advantage being a lefty with a runner at first. First pitch, swing and a miss. And Rich starts behind at 0-1, a strikeout and a ground out today against Cooper Watkins. Now seeing the lefty Holthouse for the first time today in the sixth inning. Next pitch.
Good pitch.
Ooh, just missed upstairs. 1-1. Had a lot of movement on that one. 1-1 the count. A medium-sized lead for Colin Carney over there at first base. Next pitch low and inside, 2-1. Well, the stat coming in was the speed and the amount of stolen bases this Dragons team has piled up so far this year. There's another pitch. Now a throw down to first, not in time. Boy, that was a nice throw by Pressler. Swing and a miss by Rich. Evens the count at 2-2. The Dragons coming into this game had only been caught stealing three times all year. Pressler in the last inning threw out two runners in that inning. Now a slow roller, it spins back into play. Long throw from third in time for the out. Boy, Thielen, that ball started in foul territory in the spin, got it back on the right side of the line, and boy, that was bag to bag, third to first, and a big out number two on this Jeff West defense. Well, Colin was able to get up to second base because of that play, and he's into scoring position, but now two outs. It's up to Brayson Miller here, the sophomore third baseman. He is 0-1 with a walk. Boy, and he foul tipped that first one right into the gut of Pressler, and he's a little hobbled up there. Now takes a seat on the backside. Right now, a little pause in the action as they take a look at Pressler here behind the dish. He has been so solid defensively here today. Took that foul tip. Well, they're making sure Coach Hypes, making sure he's all good. They help him up, and applause from the good crowd here today is appears to be okay. A little shaken up, though, but not going to take him out of the game by any means. Well, Valley Falls right now batting in the top of the sixth inning. They trail here 3-1. Runner at second base, Colin Carney, and right now the count 0-1 on Miller. So back to it. Holthouse again, second pitcher utilized by the Tigers here today. Next pitch low and inside, 1-1. Of course, these two teams will play another one after this one concludes. And Jeff West trying to hold on to this 3-1 lead. Late swing and a foul ball out of play down the right field line. Miller down in the count at 1-2. Runner at second base, Colin Carney. Tigers have played very well defensively throughout this game today. And now a throw. Oh, and they get him in a pickle between second and third. Big time opportunity for the Tigers. Thielen running him down. A throw to second. Tag applied. Inning over. What a pickoff move by Tucker Holthouse. Colin got a little bit too far off. He got put in the pickle. And the Tigers get out of it after a little back and forth there. We go to the home six. Here on KNZA, Jeff West, a 3-1 lead.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Throw goes from right to center, and someone's doing right.
Continuing on here on KNZA, again, a great ball game. We have seen Jeff West here in the bottom of the sixth holding a 3-1 lead on Valley Falls. A chance to add some insurance here. It will be Hayden Carney still on the bump. He has pitched the entire game to this point for Valley Falls, not a normal starter, just making his first start of the season on the bump. His fifth appearance, though, he had 11 innings pitch coming in and is now pitching into the sixth here today. Right now it's the Tigers in front, 3-1, two in the first, one in the fourth. Valley Falls, their lone run back in the third inning. So Skahan will lead it off here for the Tigers. Croson and Holthouse will follow. Tigers trying to stay unbeaten, 15-0. Number two ranked team in the classification. And the first pitch in the bottom of the sixth is taken high for ball one. Skahan got the scoring started in the first, a sac fly to center. He is also grounded out to the shortstop. Takes that one all the way, and it's called strike. It is 1-1. Hayden gets the sign from his cousin Colin. There's a sharp grounder through the hole into left for a base hit. So Skahan is aboard his first hit today. Leadoff single for Jeff West here in the home six. There's Croson. He provided the other run in the first inning. Mentioned Skahan had the sac fly, and then Croson came right up on a 1-2 pitch and delivered an RBI single. He has also been hit by a pitch and has scored a run. 3-1, Jeff West here batting in the sixth. Runner at first, nobody out. Collins. Good stop there by Colin, the catcher. Hayden's pitch was a little bit outside for ball one. Hayden sets out of the stretch, delivers, and it runs inside, and it hits him. Croson, back-to-back at bats here in this game. He has been hit by a pitch.
Number five, Spencer Hookout.
Well, now a monstrous opportunity here for Jeff West, a two-run lead in what could be their final at-bat in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Kid gets hit more than anyone. I think that's like his 20th on the year.
Let's take a gander here as we're talking about Croson getting hit by a pitch for the second time today. Not necessarily a category you want to lead. As we got a little pause in the action, they're just checking out Colin, making sure he's okay. Well, including the two today, that is 14 times this year that he has been hit by a pitch. Well, he's at first. Skahan's at second base. Big lefty in Holthouse shows bunt, pulls back, pitches away for ball one. Well, Tucker, he is lined out to first. He is grounded out to second. He came in for Watkins on the mound in that last inning. And Kent Valley falls off the board. He'll show bunt again, and about the same thing. Pulls away. It's away outside and gets away to the backstop. Both runners advance without a throw. Well, no reason for Tucker to lay down the bunt this time. The count's 2-0, and both runners advancing to second and third. Now the Tigers leading for some insurance here late. Here's the pitch, and it's taken for a called strike.
Hey, y'all right?
And the count, 2-1.
Here we go, Tucker.
A leadoff single by Skahan. Grossen got hit in his at-bat. And then a wild pitch, allowing both runners to get up to second and third. And there's a swing and a miss there. And now Holthouse evens up. 2-2. Nobody out. 2 in scoring position here in the sixth. Next pitch, missing away. Count runs full with Max Tuck due up next. A 3-1 Jeff West lead looking to add here in the home sixth. Here is a 3-2. Swing and a miss. And down goes Holthouse. Monstrous strikeout for Hayden Carney, his third K today, and that is a big first out here in the inning.
Here we go,
so a new batter here, it's Mon Holland, who was a courtesy runner earlier in the game. And he will bat here for Max Tuck to DH. That's from the right side. Hayden's pitch will show bunt, and it runs high and inside. He scampers out of the way, and it's 1-0.
We go Rowan.
Just the sixth plate appearance for Mon Holland this season. Big spot here in this game, and there's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Skahan at third, Croson the runner at second. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Right now the Tigers looking to add to a two-run lead. He'll show bunt, puts it down, it's popped up and into the netting. The count now, 1-2. We saw a squeeze bunt that brought in a run by Pressler back in the fourth. The Tigers have not scored since, but they got him at second and third with one out. But a 1-2 count here on Mon Holland. Hayden sets, kicks, fires. Bunt shown. He does get it down. Here's the underhand home. The tag applied in time for the out. Well, the bunt was put down with 2 by Mon Holland. And Hayden shovels it to his cousin Colin to get the out at home to keep it a 3-1 game. Croson, in the process of that, he goes to third. And Mon Holland reaching on the fielder's choice. So a big second out. They're at the corners for Pressler. And it's down to Pressler here with 2 to try to get that run in from third. If Hayden can get out of it, this will be a big stop for the Dragons. Keep it a 2-run game going into the seventh. First pitch. Taken all the way. Called strike. It's 0-1. Mentioned Pressler had that squeeze bunt that brought in the last Jeff West run back in the fourth. He has also struck out today. Hayden out of the stretch. And 0-1. Popped up, high in the air, foul territory behind the catcher, and making the catch, Colin Carney settles under it to retire the side. Jeff West, 2-0, nobody out, and are unable to get a run across. We go to the seventh inning, Valley Falls, they need 2. They trail 3-1 here on KNZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Rebates. Rebates.
Get your rebates here.
That's right. Wilson Tire is serving up hot deals all season long. Slide into savings with rebates on top tire brands.
Rebates! Rebates! You can't drive without them.
Matt and Terry are in the dugout and ready to help you knock your tire troubles out of the park. Call Wilson Tire today at 785-362-TIRE. Wilson Tire, where rebates are always in season. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, final opportunity here for Valley Falls. They trail here in Ozaukee to Jeff West, 3-1 as we go to the seventh inning. And what's been a fantastic afternoon of Northeast Kansas High School baseball today. Tigers trying to stay undefeated. Holthaus looking for the six-out save. And his first pitch to Brayson Miller is outside for ball one. Miller, Reeves, and Meyer. That one took to the right side and stabbed on a difficult hop by the first baseman. And the tag applied for the first out. So Miller ground out to first for the first out here in the seventh. Here's A.J. Reeves, 0 for 2 today. Fly out to center, ground out to short. Watkins over there now playing at first base. He pitched the first five innings today. Gave up just one run with four strikeouts, and a 1-0 pitch is taken for a called strike. And it's one ball, one strike. Pitch by Holthaus, and a late swing down the right field line, tailing foul and out of play. One ball, two strikes now on A.J. Reeves, junior DH today. And the Tigers trying to hold on. We have not seen a run score since the bottom of the fourth. Holthaus, the lefty, steps on the rubber. Shakes off one side. Yes to the next. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Change up on the outside part of the plate. Reeves missed all of it. Quickly two down in this seventh inning. First strikeout for Holthaus out of the pen. Now it's up to Grant Meyer. He is 0 for 2 today. And a ground ball right side could be it. Mayer fielding to his right, stumbles, low throw. Is it dug out? It is by Watkins, and the game is over. The Tigers hold on. A beautifully pitched final two innings by Tucker Holthaus, and the Tigers hold on to stay undefeated. They beat Valley Falls here in game one this afternoon. Final score is 3-1. Take a break. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on KNCA.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
Recover closer to home with the Swing Bed Program at Holton Community Hospital. Whether you're healing from surgery, illness, or injury, even if your procedure was at another hospital, you can continue your care right here in Jackson County. Our skilled team provides IV therapy, rehab, wound care, and more, so you can focus on getting stronger surrounded by family. For more information, please call 785-305-1862. Speak to one of our case managers. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, a fairly swift game here this afternoon in Ozaukee. The Jeff West Tigers remain undefeated on the year. They hold on for a 3-1 victory here against Valley Falls. Final time here, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman here on KNCA. Well, Jeff West, they wasted little time in the first inning, scoring two runs. They got a sack fly from Brady Scahan and then an RBI single by Colin Croson. Who would have thunk it that those two runs were all they needed? They would add a later run in the fourth inning. It was a squeeze bunt by Ryan Pressler that brought in Colin Croson from third base on a nice play. The only three runs again provided by Jeff West, two in the first and one in the fourth. Now, Valley Falls, they were held in check. They had some opportunities. They got their one run in the third inning on an RBI single by Trenton Van Houten. Again, good pitching across the board here today. The winning pitcher for Jefferson West, that is Cooper Watkins. He goes five innings. The one run given up, it was unearned. He had four strikeouts, one walk, getting the win, and then Holthouse to get out of the pen, recording the final six outs to earn the save here this afternoon. And Hayden Carney making his first start of the season. Again, not one of the normal regular starters for this Dragons team, but making his first start today against one of the best teams in the state. He pitches all six innings, gives up six hits, three runs. He had three strikeouts and one walk. So a good outing, which certainly gave Valley Falls an opportunity to win this game today. But again, the offense just not there for the Dragons in this one, as Jeff West wins it by a final score of 3-1. So again, about 20-ish, 25 minutes, obviously, for both these teams, kind of hit the reset button and play the second game of their doubleheader. But once these two wrap things up tonight, both teams are back to it on Monday. Valley Falls, they will be on the road, back in league play, taking on Jackson Heights. And off the cusp, they might be able to clinch the Northeast Kansas League title come Monday when they travel to Jackson Heights. And then Jeff West on the other side, they got a few more ball games lined up here in the next couple of weeks, but they go to always a tough place to play Monday afternoon. They will play a double dip back in league play in Sabetha. Well, that's going to do it again for us. Again, we really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun here today. Two of the best teams in the state, two of the better teams across the board that we cover in baseball here in 2025, and both teams certainly capable of making a deep postseason run when we get to regionals here in a few weeks. Final tallies in this one, again, thanks to Kurt back in studio, as Jeff West moves to 16-0. Three runs, six hits, one error. They left six on base today. Valley Falls is just their third loss of the year. They're now 15-3. One run, four hits, no errors. They left four on base. Game time today was 1 hour and 24 minutes. For Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman signing off. We'll talk to you next week for more high school baseball and softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.